and calling through the faraway town.
And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK. Thanks to iPrimers, your NBN experts. Call 131 101.
Good afternoon, Enda Brady from Sky News. Question marks have been raised at how police have cracked into a pedophile ring. What's the story here?
Oh, Ben, a huge story in the UK today. They have convicted 17 men and one woman. A series of trials has come to an end in the northeast, all focusing in and around a pedo gang in the Newcastle area. And to get the evidence, to get the successful prosecution, the police have actually paid a convicted child rapist about $20,000 to effectively go undercover and spy on this ring and report back and provide all of the evidence for the prosecution. So ultimately, a successful prosecution, but a lot of child charities today in the UK just asking the question, you know, was this morally correct?
Mm.
And was this the best use of taxpayers' cash? $20,000 this guy got to attend these parties and get evidence and give it back to the police. Deeply troubling case.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Jeez, you just wonder, who ticked off on that and thinking, is this going to be the best way to do it? Now, mate, speaking of money, the more money than they can jump over, these football teams, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Big transfer news today. Liverpool's star Brazilian midfielder, Philippe Coutinho, has been the subject of a bid from Barcelona. Now, of course, Barcelona are awash with cash after what happened last week, selling Neymar for upwards of $400 million. Well, overnight, Barcelona have seen their bid of $180 million for Coutinho from Liverpool rejected. Liverpool say they don't want the cash. They'd rather keep the player. So transfer merry-go-round, and it ends on August 31st. 3 more weeks of all of this transfer activity in the soccer world here.
Yeah, money isn't everything at the end of the day. Enda, thank you, mate. Chat again tomorrow. Enda Brady from Sky News in the UK.